Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Go to 1043thefan.com and subscribe to The Fan Daily for the latest columns, blogs, news, videos, and more sent directly to your inbox every weekday morning.
All right, good morning. How's everybody doing out there? Hello, Mark.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing really good.
It was another windy day yesterday. It was quite like died down for a while, and then late in the afternoon, it picked up again. I was like, tired of the wind.
All right. Wind. Be on alert. Mike.
I'm fed up with you.
Hey, you know what's interesting? You know, we're having Cecil Lammy from the combine and all the combine stuff going on right now.
I've seen a lot of quarterbacks without their shirt on.
I wonder how many people out there are really like completely like taking time off of whatever it is they do to get locked into watching dudes run around in shorts and t-shirts. Like, how many
ultimate dudes?
Right. I got a couple of tweets about, oh, how I would take time off of school when I was younger and how I loved this time. And it's like the analytics of the draft and blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to let you guys know this. And this is, it's a great process, whatever. You get to figure out whatever it is you figure out. I forget, I'm not a fan, right? I don't care. Do you know the last time I did a vertical jump or the last time I ran a 40 or the last time I did a 20-yard shuttle or the last time I did the 225 test for reps for like under the scrutiny of NFL people?
Well, you haven't played in 20 years.
Yeah, but you the last time I did it.
Well, okay. When?
In 1989 during the pre-draft process.
Okay.
So if 40 times are so valuable, why don't you run them throughout your career? The last 40
just
you will
to see if you've like lost a step or something?
Right. The last 40 you will ever run, timed by an NFL personnel person once you get in the league, is at your pro day. The last time you'll do a vertical jump test is at your pro day. The last time you'll do the 20-yard shuttle or the 225 bench test or any of that garbage is at your pro day. Once you're drafted and make a team, you never, ever do it again. So I don't understand why we put so much value on, as we like to call it, the underpants Olympics. It just has never made any sense to me. And you know what?
I'll give you the answer.
Okay.
All right.
Are you stupid?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's because ultimately, if you're going to build something long lasting in the NFL, you have to get the draft right. And despite all of the untold hours, resources, millions of dollars that teams pour into the draft, they still, at best, have a 50-50 success rate. So you can almost understand that It's a matter of frustration, desperation, whatever. It's like we literally have to look under every single rock to try to somehow get this right. And somebody came up with the idea that, hey, maybe if we, you know, have these guys run around for a week and jump and lift and time them, that maybe, just somehow maybe, we'll figure it out. It's the only way, it's the only explanation I can offer that makes any sense.
And it does, and it still doesn't work.
No.
See, here's the interesting thing. So you get in all this, and I didn't get invited to the combine. I never went. I mean, I did all those tests.
Is that the root of this?
No.
Let's psychoanalyze shrink a little. Let's shrink stink, okay?
Go get it.
Let's shrink stink.
Yeah.
Is this you being a little hurt?
You think
that you weren't invited?
I'm a little butt hurt because I never got invited to the combine.
Yeah.
No.
And as a result, years of pent-up frustration, hurt, aggression comes out this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you try to belittle and demean the combine.
No.
No?
I don't really. No,
that was my attempt to shrink stink.
I just don't, like, I don't understand.
Fire that one away, you guys. Yeah. Duff. That could be a segment there.
Yeah, that could be Shrink Stink, could be something that we could become
what we call in the biz a benchmark.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, it's 6:05. You know what that means. It's time to Shrink Stink.
That's funny.
Yeah.
No, God, please no.
I don't think it's bitter. I just you just see so many guys that run fast and do it. By the way, you know, a lot of these guys, you know what they've done since the football season's been over? They left school, they went to some training facility, they got with some track guy, and all they've been doing is practicing for the combine. You realize that, right? If that's all these guys do, they're professionally trained, and some of these guys that are naturally 4.72 guys are going to run a 4.52 and get elevated in the draft process because they train with a track coach to shave 0.2 seconds off their 40 time. And people are going to be like, oh my God, we can't pass up on this clown. Just look how fast he ran. And that's not his game speed. He'll never run that fast again, ever. And so it's like, listen, you do the 225 test, Mike. The first time you do it, it's not a test of strength. It's a test of endurance. So the first time you do it, if you've never done it before, you'll get bogged down. You'll be 10 reps short of where you could be because it's not a test of strength. It's truly a test of endurance.
Yeah, like when you did it the last time you did it. I thought the biggest thing you had to battle was the fact that I was like, Mark, breathe. You know, you're doing it. I'm like, Mark, breathe, breathe, breathe. Because you get so caught up in it.
I got completely locked up at 25. I did 40 the other day because I've been training.
You did 225 40 times?
Yeah. Because I've been training.
Stud.
Well, but the point being is that, you know, I told you I didn't practice. And try it.
No, you did. You just walked in.
You did it 25 times. But the point is that is a test of endurance. And so guess what? You can have a false, all these tests are all false positives. You're like, you come in there and you train for it. You know what? It may weed out the guy who doesn't train, but you know what? That guy slips down and all of a sudden he's Orlando Brown and the Baltimore Ravens pick him up because he only did 16 reps or whatever. And he's a damn good football player. He didn't come in there and train for it. So this is a tricky process, man.
I think the interviews matter. The interviews do matter. I think that's the best thing. And the medicals. The interviews and the medicals.
Right.
Those are the biggest things that come out of it.
Because guys that don't interview well, then they slip down to 26 and somebody jumps up for them and drafts them like a quarterback.
Well, there we go. We took care of that 8 minutes in. Paxton Lynch smear campaign, day number 2700.
But that wasn't even, that's not even the Paxton Lynch smear campaign.
Well, that's who you were referencing, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's okay. Who I was referencing. But that's a John Elway and the front staff not doing their homework. If the interviews matter.
Yeah.
If the interviews matter, and everybody I've talked to that interviewed that guy said, hey, we took him off our draft board.
Yeah.
Other than us.
So, Mark has decided that he wants to get a little loose today. Have a little fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm after the show, I'm driving over to the house, picking up my wife and taking her to the airport. She's going to go see my daughters in LA.
So you're going to be a bachelor this weekend?
Free and easy, baby.
Oh.
I may be asleep by 6:45 tonight. It's going to be crazy. Crazy.
Somebody might be hanging out behind the pea tree this weekend. Supposed to be warm. Alright, so here's what we're gonna do. We haven't done this in a long, long time, but, it feels right. This is gonna be a Ask Us Anything show. You can ask us anything. Anything. On the RommelSlot.com text line, 303-713-1043. And we will pick out the best ones and answer to the best of our abilities. So ask us anything, and we'll kick that off next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.
Good stuff rolling in. Have a little fun. We haven't done this in a while, where you can ask us anything. Anything. And my guess is, based on previous times that we've done this, is that it could end up getting a little bit loose. And we could get to Punchy Mark, Goofy Mark.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Or after this question, I'm not so sure. We'll see.
Angry Mark?
Well, let's see.
He's not bad either.
This is from Trash Man.
Trash Man?
Yeah. All right. Says, morning, Stink. I just bought a house, and I was wondering, which landscaping service do you use?
Oh, that's not even funny.
That's good.
That's not funny.
That's good. That's good. Greg in Colorado Springs, are you guys going to acknowledge how wrong you were about Elway not wanting a veteran backup QB?
How? I don't know. They signed one? When was the last veteran backup QB they had? They cut Sanchez. They went with Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch, and who else? Last year, Brandon Allen and Rippon.
Rippon.
I mean, how wrong we were. We haven't been wrong yet.
Well, it is interesting if you listen to Vic Fangio the other day. You know, he seemed to endorse the idea of Brandon Allen and Rippon.
Yeah, he said the QB room was great. They had a good QB room.
But then Elway said to our buddy Jeff Legwald, quote, "We'll see, but I think I'd like to get a veteran. Just with the youth we have at the position now and somebody that can help, you know, help in that situation, I think I'd prefer a veteran, but we'll see what's available."
Yeah. Okay. So how wrong we were. No, that's me harping on this for 5 years of how wrong they've been. I don't give him any, I don't give Elway any credit. I mean, from the standpoint of what they've done the last 5 years has been, in my mind, a colossal mistake. So if you're recognizing and you're admitting to the mistake that you've made for the last 5 years by not having a veteran quarterback, then good. I'm glad that we're on the same page. You can't go into this thing without veteran presence. This is one of the things I hate about the rookie deal. And I hate about the way that the NFL created this and the players just jumped onto it, right? Because the way it all came out and the way it came down in the last collective bargaining agreement, Mike, was, hey, the rookie deal. Now we're going to make sure these guys earn their money. And everybody's like, yeah, stick a flag in the ground, make them earn their money, right? Like, we'll get the savings now. Now that you're not paying those rookies, the money can come to us. No, that's not how it works. The money comes to about 8 guys. And then the rest of you are still fighting for scraps. Right? I mean, that's how it is. Look at how this collective bargaining agreement right now. You look at what's going on right now. You know who's saying, no way, we shouldn't sign this. I think this is garbage.
Millionaires.
J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt. Russell Wilson. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers. Guys that if the league folds, they'll be fine. They've got hundreds of millions of dollars that they've accrued over the course of their career. The beauty of this is 80% of the guys aren't in that financial position. So 80% of the guys look at the extra game and go, you mean I get another game check? And the average career only lasts 3.4 years? Yes, I'm in. Sign up. Oh, we get some extra benefits? Oh, great. Oh, there's better minimum wage. Instead of $5.05, I'm going to make $6.75. I'm in. I mean, like you think about it, you think about the way this has been positioned from the owners, and this is why the owners always win. The owners pit the players against themselves.
Well, there's like 1,900 players out there.
Right.
So
and 80% of them, 80% of them are waiting for camp to come back because they're going, oh, shoot, I'm running out of cash.
Right.
I mean, that's the, it's right. Just, I bought a big house. I got two cars. I got, you know, and I got to get mine. So they know that's what they put out there. And like that $250,000 cap, that was put in there just so they could take it out and go, look how good we are. Right. I mean, and so I would be shocked if it doesn't pass. And I understand why. I get why. And here's the other thing, like the Marquise Pouncey coming out, no, absolutely not. And well, I got your back, young players. How long are you going to pay their bill? How long will you pay their bills for? How long? A week?
Well, when these votes happen, let me ask you, when these votes happen, are they all basically secret ballot? Does each person vote, you know, privately?
Yeah.
Or, okay, so it's not like it's done in a group setting or anything like that where
there's
well,
it's
could
done
be
in
some...
a group, but you pull out the ballots, right? Yeah. And everybody gets a ballot.
Right.
You
there's no peer pressure like, hey, those in favor, and that, you know, when you have the veterans then staring at you. No, but it's all done. So if that's the case, then yeah, all right. So who cares? Let a few rich players, you know, talk about how this is a bad deal, this and that. And then eventually the rank and file that needs to continue to cash checks and play football, they'll pass it. We'll continue on.
Right.
I don't know why the players think it's going to be different this time around.
I don't know.
And the owners know that.
I think it's always funny, the pressure, when you're locked out of the facilities, right? Right now you're locked out of the facilities, and the pressure is, hey guys, we got to get this deal done right now, when none of you are together. Right? And that, does that, you think that's strategic? Why isn't this done during the season?
Yeah. Oh no, the owners have been brilliant. You know, they got it out there right away. Hey, it's a good deal. We passed it. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's roll. It's a great deal for you guys.
You guys are always playing from behind, aren't you? I mean, you really
100%
are.
100% of the time.
You guys are just playing from behind. I know it drives you crazy. Okay, here comes the morning brew. And something that I wrote about in a column as being very important for one of our local teams. Happened last night. Exhibit A, if you will. Details next.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your morning brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat like me, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and Pruler's stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet
Let's get it on!
Huge goal in the third period, you know. Did everything right, got puck behind their D, forechecked it, won a hard-fought wall battle, and they take it out, and Comfort finishes it off as their F3, so big play there. We had some breakdowns, we gave up some, you know, tip opportunities in front of the net, but I thought Frankie was outstanding tonight.
Well, there's Jared Bednar, whose Avalanche had to probably a tougher than expected battle from a Buffalo team that has been struggling as the season's gone along. But still, the Avalanche come away with a win, and it's an important win, Mark, because last week in my column at 104.3thefan.com, I said that with the injuries that the Avalanche have had, it is time for these celebrated young players that everybody has been touting for years, this rich pipeline of prospects coming up to the Avalanche. My point was, it's time for these guys to start to actually deliver. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And look at last night. A 1-1 hockey game going to the second period. Martin Kaut gets his first career goal. He's a former first-round pick. And then JT Compher, who signed a 4-year contract and has been a disappointment this year, he gets what turns out to be the game-winning goal. And how about Pavel Francouz? Pavel Francouz, who I think is making a very strong case that when Philip Grubauer is healthy, he doesn't automatically get his job back. Because kid is playing real well between the pipes.
Hey, competition is great. Competition should bring out the best in you, and I don't believe in you get your job back when you get healthy if somebody else comes in, takes your job, and plays better than you. But here's my point. The thing about Buffalo, and you mentioned that they were struggling, and I read that blog you wrote, and so the thing of, this is a column. Blog. So the thing about that
I wrote
is,
a blog.
It tells you what people think about the Avalanche, other teams. You're going to get people's best because the Avs can flat out skate. I watched some of that and watched a large portion of that game last night. I'm telling you what, they are They fly.
I mean, I tell you what, they can skate, and you're gonna get people's best. So that's awesome. Next on the Morning Brew.
Yeah, I wrote down my notes that, you know, a ton of strikes. And, you know, pitched with the fastball, which was good. He looked comfortable. You know, delivery looked Ubaldo-like. So it was a good first step. It was good to see. Threw a couple good split fingers. So good first step.
All right, there's Buddy Black talking about
Slarathan. What a fan.
Ubaldo Jimenez.
Yes.
Remember, stay away from the rice, crush the beans.
Right.
And Ubaldo went out yesterday and pitched. Two innings, two hits, a run, no walks, no Ks. What do you think? I mean, it's been a couple of years since this guy pitched. It's a great story. Maybe kind of takes away some of the tension that surrounds this team right now. It's a nice, you know, hey, look over here instead of over there type thing. But realistically, the idea that this guy could be part of their rotation.
Oh, I think it's a huge. There's a huge possibility of that.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, who you got to beat out, Mike?
Good point.
I mean, seriously, you don't think he could be the fifth starter on this in this rotation?
Yeah, that's fair.
So, yeah, I think he makes the team. It's a great story.
Last pitched in 2017.
Yeah.
Granted, with a terrible team in the Orioles.
Yeah, it took a couple years off, fresh. Got it back, working out.
Yeah, okay.
Good for him.
I mean, he's 36. God, he's 36. Man, there was a time when he had that year that he had it rolling, 2010.
Oh, gosh.
Good Lord, he was
98 with just about 12 inches of run, late run. I mean, it was something, man.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Yeah, I feel as comfortable as you can be at this point. I think, you know, he played 5 games, which I think was very, very important for him to do. And he did well, and we're optimistic.
Hey, to me, this has been the best part of Combine Week, is that whether it's John Elway or Vic Fangio, we finally seem to have everybody on board, the full support and endorsement behind Drew Lock.
Right.
None of this, well, you know, he's our best option for now.
That was about Thank as goodness. Excited a Vic Fangio cut as you get right there, wasn't it? I mean, it wasn't, there's no over the top. And it was still a little, we'll wait and see.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for him to, still waiting for Drew Lock to get the Brandon Allen treatment from Coach Fangio.
He has to open a competition with Fangio. He really likes Allentown.
He does.
That's. I think it's good. It's a good thing. They seem to really be kind of embracing Drew Lock as their quarterback. You got to keep up. This is the season. You got to keep up some false fronts, right? In case somebody wants to come up and grab.
Well,
somebody.
Okay, you make a good point. Everybody who has covered the NFL for a long time says, if their lips are moving right now, they're lying. So, do we take these endorsements at face value, or is it a little shell game?
The lie detector test determined.
No. That was a lie. I think for sure that they are not planning on drafting anybody at that position, but you certainly want to keep that 15th position open in case, somebody wants to come up and grab maybe a Herbert slides down a little bit and somebody wants to come up and grab that guy.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Man, it's so crazy, man. I vote no. That our NFLPA, the dudes at the top, the leaders, man, that they ain't looking out for the best of the players. And if y'all want my vote, the Pouncey Twins vote no. And if any player on any one of our teams, if y'all heard for rent money or anything while we go through this lockout, call us. Man, we got way more money than what they had back in the days. We ain't got to worry about that. All the vets on each team, stand the f*** up. Stand up. Show these guys that we care about them. Man, I care about all you young players, and I love you guys to death. I ain't going to let y'all down. Trust and believe. They trying to sign a deal just so the sitting president can go around and smile and say, I got something done. You ain't get done.
Wow. Marquise Pouncey of the Steelers. Clearly, I'm going to gather. Not happy with the proposed CBA that the NFL owners are trying to ram down the throats of the players. Okay, love the passion there, Marquise, but
How you really think he and the other veteran players are prepared to start funneling money to other players? How long does that last?
Yeah.
How long does that last?
Not long. I mean, I understand his passion. I'd like to know what his plan is. Like, what do you want, Marquise?
The Pals and Twins vote no.
What? I'd like to know what you want.
What do you want? Well, okay, well, ultimately, if there is one thing above all others that NFL players want that they don't have right now, what is it?
What one thing they should want or one thing they want?
Well, okay. Well, if there's two different answers, give me
right,
both.
Right. Well, one thing they should want guaranteed lifetime health insurance.
Okay.
Because once you're done, it's not the 4 or 5 years after you retire. It's the next 20 years where things start to break down. So they should have that. That should be something they should fight for themselves and for everybody else that's ever played. That should be something that they do. They want fully guaranteed contracts. One, I think if you look at the other leagues, basketball may be a little bit different. But if you look at what's happened in baseball, you go down that road, you're going to be flipping teams every year. Right? There's going to be 1 and 2 year deals. That's what they're going to start signing guys to.
Well, are we seeing a lot of that in the NFL though?
Right. That's what I'm saying. But that'll be customary. It'll be the Kirk Cousins. Yeah. You know, which is not. There's nothing wrong with
at least
Kirk
your money
Cousins.
Will be guaranteed.
Yeah, 3 year deal. So I don't know that they're going to get that. But the insurance is something they should really fight for. They don't want to play 17 games. I get that. You know, you fight for things like more time in the off season. Which to me, you lock yourself out of, like right now, you lock yourself out of the Broncos facility is gorgeous, right? The $40-50 million facility, whatever it is, you lock yourself out of it. And then you go to California and you live for 3 months and you spend $100,000 living there and training there. When you just live here in Denver, Colorado
train for free.
And they've got the cryovac machines and they've got the chiropractor and they've got the massage therapist. You don't have to pay for any of it. Like, I don't understand that thinking.
Listen, at the risk of incurring more wrath from Marquise Pouncey, I don't know what to tell you guys. I mean, the NFL owners sit together in these rooms together and they laugh at you guys. They know you're not unified.
Mm-hmm.
They know you don't really have a plan. They laugh at you.
Right.
And they know.
How's the Twins vote? No.
And they just know that. Because at the end of the day, you're gonna crawl back with your tail between your legs.
Like they know that 10% or they know that 10 guys make 80% of the
there
money.
Is one. There's only one true way for the players to hurt the owners, and we'll tell you what that is, along with you asking us anything you want to ask us. That plus James Merrillat. What's grinding his gears next?
This guy's got a new album coming out.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They're going to be coming into town here. That is a must-see concert for me.
Who's that?
Pearl Jam.
Really? You're a Pearl Jam
guy. Love Pearl. I saw Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam and Tom Petty came through here. Oh, geez. It was a long time ago. I think it was like a July 4th concert at the Pepsi Center. It was the end of their tour, world tour.
Really?
So they were out there together jamming. Oh, it was fantastic. So, yes, I will go see them again.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm going to bring James Merrillat with me because he's a big fan of Pearl Jam.
Really?
Aren't you, James?
Oh, man. Pearl Jam and Dave Matthews, two bands where every song sounds the same.
Oh, come on. All right. Yeah. So since we're doing Ask Us Anything today, you can ask us anything. I'm going to ask you whatever I want. All right. So you could go to one concert. Who is it?
One concert, like currently or all time in the history of the world?
No, right now. You want to go see, okay. Who, if they roll into Denver, James Merrillat is front and center.
Man, I'm a country music guy, so every time Garth Brooks is in town, I'm there. I was there at Pepsi Center. I was there at, Sports Authority Field, I guess it still was at the time. So I tend to be Garth or, Kenny Chesney, pretty hard to beat. The crowd at Kenny Chesney, trust me, that's a good time.
So do you and Huff like plan a weekend getaway together, yeah. Get a hotel room?
Yeah, you and Huff have to double date to the next Garth show.
Wear some big hats
right.
with big belt buckles.
I forgot he was at the Garth concert. No, man, I like to go where I know all the songs. I can sing along. They all sound different. It's great. That's my kind of concert.
Mm. Okay. Interesting. All right. Go ahead, Mark. I have nothing for him.
Yeah. I don't either, really. I mean, what did you make of, cause we talked a lot yesterday, Big Fangio Sound, about the depth of the wide receiver position. And there's two distinct different reads on it. One was, hey, you can wait until the second round to get yourself a receiver if that's the direction you want to go to, a difference maker, a speed guy. And then there was another group of people who thought, no. What he was saying was there's not really all that much depth. And you better, if you find the guy, you better pick him at 15. So, kind of what did you make of Vic Fangio and his assessment of the wide receiver position in this year's draft?
Well, I think I read it more the first way of, hey, there's a lot of guys here, and if we have to, you know, we're not going to reach at 15 to take a receiver or, you know, trade up. If guys start going a little earlier, we're not going to do that. We'll wait for one later in the draft. I just look at it, though, of, man, if there's a guy that you think is truly a difference maker, if Henry Ruggs III is that speed guy that you think can be Tyreek Hill, I think sitting there and waiting for Jalen Reagor or somebody like that to fall to you is just, it's dangerous. It's like, you know, the last time there was this kind of a receiver class was, you know, the year it was OBJ and Jarvis Landry, and I forget who all was in that class. All I remember is the Broncos waited till the second round, and they took Cody Latimer. They were about the only team that managed to miss on a wide receiver that year. So I think Vic was saying that, hey, there's a lot of guys here, and we can take one in any number of places. I'm just not sure I necessarily agree. I think you find the one or two guys you think, hey, he can step in this year, be a difference maker, and he's going to be here 6 to 8 years, and you go make sure you do whatever you have to do to get him.
Of course, free agency is coming up first, so all this talk about what they're going to do in the draft could be greatly impacted by what they do in free agency. And where are you on the free agent? Good Lord, we have so many posters up here in the Hobby Lobby studios that I'm having trouble finding. Oh, there you are. Okay. Let's see. Well, okay, so you have them going after Paul Richardson, Jordan Howard, Danny Trevathan, Brandon Scherff, and Logan Ryan. Okay, I like your last two there, but your first, haven't we seen the Broncos try to shop in the bargain bins of free agency for too long? With all this money available to them, I'd rather they just go hard after two guys that you just know are going to work out, rather than taking all these gambles that they've been taking in the last few years.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, but if you look at that list, I mean, Brandon Scherff's going to be a high-priced guy. Logan Ryan certainly isn't going to come cheap. You know, I don't think they're going to be able to go out and they're going to have $80 million to spend, but that said, I don't think they're going to go out and sign five big-time, you know, high-dollar free agents. I think they're going to, you know, add a couple of them, and then you're going to have to do some bargain shopping. For me, I went a little bit bargain shopping from the wide receiver position. I look at a guy like Paul Richardson, and he was effective and a good player up in Seattle, went to Washington, and just it didn't work out at all. So I think he's a guy you can get on a one-year deal. He's trying to, you know, do a prove-it contract so he can get another big contract if he plays well with Denver. I think that's a good bridge if you're bringing in a rookie wide receiver that, hey, we got, you know, Cortland, you got Paul Richardson, and then you got insert rookie here. I think that's a good way to build the trio. But I tell you what, I did the free agency previews on defensive tackles and defensive ends the last couple of days on the website. I think I'm going to have to change my list, because when you look at it, Denver's going to have a totally new defensive line next year. Shelby Harris gone, Derek Wolf gone, Adam Goss is gone, and there is not a ton of talent out there. So I think they're going to have to spend some money in one of those positions, maybe on a couple of guys, because, you know, Draymond Jones showed some signs last year. But other than that, you got DeMarcus Walker, Mike Purcell. Who are you gonna put out there?
Well, that's why I don't sleep at all on the idea that at 15 you talk about a defensive lineman. You know, that's why I put Javon Kinlaw up there.
Don't sleep
on the possibility
he's
of that.
Up board, but I'm with you.
Yeah. Okay. All right, James. Great stuff as always. Check out everything that James has going on at 1043thefan.com, and you're getting crushed. Like every country song doesn't sound the same, James.
Yeah.
Is beer, lost your dog, have a beer, and come on. You know, get in the pickup truck.
You just go to a Garth Brooks concert, you'll be hooked. Ask the Huff, he knows.
Mm-hmm. Well, DeHuff also likes Nickelback, too. So
all right, that's James, a line.
Thank you. There he goes. James Merrillat. He is presented by Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room. Head to 1043thefan.com to read all the great stuff that James has going on at 1043thefan.com. And he pops on with us a couple times a week. We're giving you the chance to ask us anything. And you can do that at the RamosLot.com text line, 303-713-1043. All right, so we were talking about the... Do I have time to get into this? Yeah. All right. So we were talking about the CBA, and we had Marquise Pouncey come out and, you know, say, this is a terrible deal, and the Pouncey brothers will help pay you young guys to get you through while we hold out. Look, the NFL players...
How's the Twins vote? No.
The NFL players have no real... backbone. They have no real unity. When you got 1,900 union members out there, the idea you're going to get them all to toe the line and hold out and miss game checks is on. There's one thing they can do, Mark. There's one thing they can do, and that is not play in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That when the playoffs get ready to start, the rank and file, which by the way has been paid all year long for their games, regular season, just stands up and says, "Look, we're not going to play. We withhold our services for the play." You want to get the owner's attention?
Right.
That is the only way the players can win, right?
And then you're asking the six teams or the six, you know, the six franchises in each conference, yep. You're asking those guys to make sacrifice, yep, for everybody else when they've got a chance. Some of them never been there before.
Right.
They have a chance to win a world championship.
And make a lot more money, too.
Yeah. I've had talks with the PA about this before. It's the only way you're going to actually get any momentum is to let this thing go through next year and start in about October saying, hey, man, if we don't get the deal that we want by the end of the season, we walk at the playoffs. That's it. And then you get lifetime health insurance, or you at least you get some concessions as opposed to, hey, let's put up a false front of the, hey, we're capping it at 250 and then take it down really quick and go, look, we've acquiesced. You can have, you know, you can have your game check. Like, that is a classic. Let's throw that in there. That's a classic negotiation tactic. Look, guys, they knew they were giving it up anyhow, but they put this wall there so that you could break down the wall. And, oh, boy, you guys really got us this time. Oh, you're shrewd negotiators. Come on. And that is so transparent. It's ridiculous.
James said something that I want to disagree with because while it looks like there could be an exodus of Broncos free agents, is there a strong chance that this guy still stays? Tell you who that is next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.